Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Keith Campbell, who's chairman of Mannington. Keith, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? It's great having you here in Salem, New Jersey. We'd normally do this by phone.
That's right. It's good to be here. What a great place. Dude, those people have never been to Mannington. You have a gorgeous place. I think you have 400-plus acres here. You've got a marsh wetland in the back, and you're adjacent to a very small town that's very historic-looking.
Yeah, you know what amazes me is that my great-grandfather came here and started our company in Salem in 1915. Not a lot has changed during that period of time. Of course, the company has grown. And for those of you that do a lot of commuting, I have a one-mile commute, and it gets a little extended if I get behind the school bus early in the morning.
I know Mannington has had actually a pretty good year. Thought we'd start talking about that. You're coming off a strong year. Was a little bit of growth. Comment a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, you know, we've had a very successful top-line year and a very successful bottom-line year. We've had growth in excess of our budgeted total of 7%, and it really comes from all categories. Commercial leading the charge, residential being positive this year, which considering the residential market, we're very, very pleased with that. And also our Burke rubber business has really kicked in and has done very, very well. And along with the recession, a lot of the cost measures that we put into place, when you have top-line growth, good cost controls, it's put us in a good position on the bottom line, which considering the severity of the recession, our folks have done just a fabulous job. I'm very, very proud. Now, it's not where we want to be, but I like the momentum that we have, and we're bullish going into 2012.
I think everybody knows, but just to mention, as you said, you're a privately held company. You're the fourth generation at the helm, almost 100 years old, I think 97 years in business. You're in every surface category. So do you think that's, you know, when somebody says we see the economy, we see, especially on the residential side, we see where the housing is, both new construction and replacement. How is it you're able to grow 7%, do you think?
Boy, we have good people, I'll tell you that. I mean, our folks just do a fabulous job, and you know, from the styling of the product, quality. We have a fabulous distributor network. On the commercial side, a tremendous team out there selling our products to flooring contractors and end users. It's a dynamic group of people, and they're very, very dedicated to Mannington. It's been a tough slog through the recession, but we've all kept our eye on the ball. When you put that combination together, it's amazing what can happen. And also, we are in some categories like luxury vinyl tile that's growing, and we're seeing good growth there. But even in categories where it's been tough, wood, laminate, and the like, we've been able to differentiate ourselves with good quality product, high style product. You have to work hard, and you have to think, and we also think not only about sales growth, but also bottom line growth. You know, so there's a good combination there.
And next year, or coming into 2012, you're back on the surfaces show floor, and I've talked to some of your leadership, and they say you're planning for another 7% plus growth next year. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, especially, you know, the commercial business is growing, and it continues to be a good growth path for us, both on the carpet side, modular side, as well as the hard surface side. Residential, which is really what surfaces is about, and Main Street, we see a lot of upside opportunity in the residential marketplace going forward. Now, as you take a look at it, you say, well, where are you going to get that from? You know, what are you guys smoking in Salem, New Jersey? We were starting to see some pent-up demand in various different ways, in various different categories. Is housing going to come back next year? Yes, it will come back. But as compared to historic numbers, you're going to say, well, you know, thanks a lot, but it's still not a lot. But if it's positive, that's a good thing. But also from existing home sales and remodeling, there's a lot of pent-up demand due to the fact people haven't been spending any money on their houses. You know, short of having a window break or an HVA system go out or whatnot, as the economy improves, as you see the consumer price indexes start to be more positive, you know, maybe home equity values starting to go in a positive direction after, you know, the slide that they've been in, we think that there's pent-up demand. Also, another category is the fact that there are so many people that are renting, all right? And the rental, overall national price of renting is more expensive now than owning, all right, which is an interesting phenomenon. And also, that 25 to 35-year category, you know, first home buyers that have been out of the market now since really 2007, 2008, That category is growing. People are starting family formation, starting to have kids. I mean, that's what drives our business. All that together, we think that we're starting to see some positive signs, and we're optimistic. All right. Now, being optimistic and having it happen are two different things. But to have it happen, you have to have a full polyphery of new styles, new looks, and you have to invest in the marketplace to make it happen. And that's what we're doing.
I got a comment on that. Actually, I've seen a lot of the other big companies roll out for 2012, and a lot of them pulling back just a little bit. And you guys, nothing could be further from the truth. You guys have got new products in every category and actually a pretty robust new listing of products, right?
This is as strong on the residential front, an introduction that we've had in a number of years, really since the recession has started. In everywhere, you know, so every category there is something new and exciting, and we're very, very pleased to be on the surfaces floor because it's going to take 9,000 feet to show it all.
One of the reasons I'm here is because last night you had a special dinner for Tom Davis, who's retiring at the end of the year. Russell Grizzle is stepping in into that position of president and CEO. Comment a minute about that, if you would.
Working with Tom for the last 18 years has been just a joy. I've worked with, you know, in my 34 years at Mannington, some fabulous people. And, Tony Kelly and Tom and now Russell and Kim Holm, Jack Ganley. I mean, just absolutely fabulous, fabulous people. And Tom is 65. We have a mandatory retirement for our officers at age 65 at Mannington. We've worked hard at the preparation and the transition. So, you know, it is a great celebration that we are having. Tom is going to remain on the board at Mannington. We're not going to allow his expertise to wander too far off the reservation here. Russell's ready to go. We're excited. I've seen this happen a number of times during my time here at Mannington, of a transition from one CEO to another. We're in good shape, and our people are very, very happy. And it's great to have a celebration and a lot of fun. That's what we like to do at Mannington.
That's right. You know, and last night you were commenting about what something your father said. He said, you will be successful if you surround yourself with good people. And I think that Tom Davis is a perfect example of that. Well, Keith, I appreciate you spending time with us again. It's always good to catch up with you. Hope you have a great holiday. And I know you've got a daughter that's getting married on New Year's Eve. Is that right?
Yes, we do. Right here in Salem, she's going to get married in our home church. She is actually a fifth generation of our church here in Salem. Going to have a New Year's Eve wedding, so it's going to be spectacular, a lot of fun. She's going to graduate school at Eastern Mennonite University down in Harrisonburg, Virginia, so and majoring in Christian counseling. So we're excited. She's marrying a superb young man, and it's a lot of fun. All three kids are married now, so, you know, Shirley has to put up with me full time.
Again, we've been talking to Keith Campbell, who's chairman of Mannington, about his optimism for 2012, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.